Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we're going to talk about fault and who's at fault and who's not at fault and no fault and reality, because there are a bunch of men who I think they have the wrong impression of something. We're going to talk about no-fault divorce, because apparently the Republican Party, well, they're coming for that too. There are movements in Texas, Louisiana, and Nebraska, at least, within the GOP, with the goal of ending no-fault divorce. For younger people, it's divorce, as you know it, okay? If no-fault divorce was ended, people would have to show cause to get divorced. Okay, so why do some Republicans want to end no-fault divorce? I would guess that a large portion of them don't actually understand what it would mean. And then the rest are just pathetic. This is all about control. This is literally saying, my wife wants to leave me. I need the power of government to compel her to stay. Okay, so first and foremost, to the guys, okay? Because this is definitely men that want to end no-fault divorce. I am certain that there will be some women who come out in support of this because it's good for clicks or whatever. But I have lived in super rural, super southern, super conservative, super Christian places most of my life. I've heard this conversation once or twice. In my entire life, I have probably met, I don't know, somewhere between 12 and 15 men who have been divorced and who blame no-fault divorce. Every single one of them was at fault. And I don't mean that in the way of, oh, well, he wasn't trying hard enough or anything like that. No-fault divorce just means that she has to show cause. Every single man I have ever met who complained and whined about no-fault divorce provided it. No exceptions to this. For those who think that this is something that is going to compel her to stay for a long period of time, you're wrong. That's not what it means. What it means is, rather than getting a divorce and splitting up and going your separate ways and going on with your life, it means that everybody finds out about your girl on the side. Everybody finds out about your addiction, about your substance issue. Everybody finds out about the time you hit her. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that she has to stay. This isn't the 1950s. And when I say that, I realize it could be taken in two different ways. I'm not talking about your attitude, although that's from the 50s as well. I'm talking about technology. See, back then, women were...
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Were compelled to stay. They were forced to stay because it was really hard to prove some of this stuff. Not anymore. Technology's on our side. All it means is that everybody finds out why she left. That's what it means. And it's court record. No lying about it. Because that's That's the other thing with this. I have, when I was younger, when I was single, I can remember a guy whining and complaining about how his wife filed for divorce out of nowhere. This guy was out with us all the time. I didn't even know he was married. But he was one of those who complained about no-fault divorce, just letting her do it. And he complained about that in front of his girlfriend. This is just another method of control, of reestablishing patriarchy, of reinforcing it, of trying to grant privilege towards men who don't deserve it. I have never met a guy who complained about no-fault divorce who said, you know, I was really trying. I was trying to change, or we were really working on it. Has never happened in my entire life. It's always been one type of guy. I am certain, because it's the internet, that there will be exceptions to that. But in my entire life, I've never seen one. Ladies, since this has been a very one-sided conversation here, directed at us, you know, one demographic, if you ever meet a guy and he says, you know, I'm in favor of ending no-fault divorce, run. Don't walk. Run. It's not a red flag, it's a red flag factory. Because if you probe and ask any questions, you're going to get so many more red flags. Why do you feel that way? And then you're going to hear about everything that's wrong with women. You're going to hear, oh, they just give up too easy. They're really only after money. And you're going to hear how he feels about you. It's a huge red flag. This will probably evolve into the next culture war, because it's one of those things where there aren't many people who will say, no, don't do that, because they don't want to be seen as somebody who is going to give up on their marriage. So it will be, they'll use it as a way to other people and label them, particularly women. We talk about people voting against their interest all the time. With everything that's going on, I have no idea how a woman can vote for any Republican at this point. This is going to be bad. It's worth noting that once no-fault divorce was instituted, domestic violence, suicide, stuff like that, they all dropped. This is a horrible move by mediocre men. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.